Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
This is very exciting. We got a genuine star joining us right now. So here's the deal. I mean, I could read the resume, but that would take up half the interview. So you know the name. She is an American commentator, a lawyer, television news anchor, and she's got a brand new show on Newsmax. Again, the top host launches the new show on Newsmax. Greta Van Susteren is joining us right now. Greta, thanks for joining us.
I'm so disappointed. You said that you had a star, and I thought, oh, good, we're going to have someone interesting to talk to. I got all excited. I thought there's another person on the line for surprising me.
No, it's you. It's all you.
Oh, brother. Well, it's like, tell that to my cats and dogs that don't think I move fast enough to feed them or do anything, or to my family, or to my siblings who say I couldn't tie my shoes till the fourth grade. You know, it's like a whole other side of it.
Well, first of all, if you're going to mention them, you got to tell me about the dogs and cats. What do you got?
I have three big dogs, and I have three cats, and my newest cat is a rescue from a kill shelter, and it's got the strangest personality, and we love him. He came as a kitten, so he developed his crazy personality amongst us, so we're to blame.
What kind of dogs do you have?
We have six right now. We had seven, lost a cat. Lost a cat who was 21 years old in February, named Ozzy, who I got from Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne.
Wait a second. Hold on. I just got to chill, because when did you lose this cat?
Ozzy, about February.
All right, so I lost my dog, Ozzy, in October. So not quite the same time, but my dog was also named after Ozzy Osbourne.
They gave them to me because I brought them to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Some people send flowers. I got a kitten, which I love.
Well, that's better. That's way better. Well, see, all right, so we have a little bit of a connection. So we both had something, we lost something named Ozzy here in the last year. So.
Right.
All right, you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about your new show on Newsmax. I got to ask you, what's the difference between working at Fox and working at Newsmax?
Well, actually, the biggest difference, and we reframe your question a little bit, is that it's different than MSNBC. And it's just, it was sort of a startup. It was called Chicken Noodle Network when I first got there. Then I went to Fox, and it was likewise just getting started. It was about 5 years old, but it was not number one at that time, so it felt like a startup. Then I went to MSNBC, which I didn't have a good experience there, but aside from that, is that it had been in existence for 40 years as part of, or as NBC had, or 50 years.
Right.
And it was very corporate. The other two felt startup-ish because there was excitement, and that same excitement that you feel like a startup with something growing and taking off, I feel with Newsmax. So it's really fun for me. It's that same joie de vivre that you get with any startup. And they've given me 100% independence. I got a great staff. I got a great budget to do my show right. And we're about to move into a new studio. We've been in a rental studio the first 2.5 weeks.
And when can people watch that? What time are you on?
6 p.m. Eastern, or if anyone is on a public transportation, not driving, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. You can download the free Newsmax TV app. There's no firewall, so you can just watch it on Newsmax on a mobile app on your phone.
You're gaining steam on everybody. You're closing the gap on some of these biggies, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's exciting because each show is different, and you know, one of the complaints that people have, or the major complaint people have, cable news, and I feel like I'm sort of a student of it, having been in it so long, is that you can't tell opinion from fact anymore. That there's the journalists have so blurred that line. It's not like the old days in newspaper where you had your op-ed page and your editorial page and then you had your news page. it is now blended so that journalists are wearing their opinions on their sleeves, and that, of course, is you know, not to me journalism. What I'm hoping to do on my show is that I'm the lead in to the nighttime, and nighttime is typically opinion time. And opinion is important because you need a robust debate in this country about important issues. But I'm trying to keep mine fact-driven. I'm a lawyer. I taught evidence. I studied evidence. There's different facts and opinions. And so I'm trying to sort of, you know, go, you know, is to maintain. The show's like all my other shows.
Right.
And I hope people think that they're fact-driven.
So is there a different fee? I know we you know, sort of gave us the go-round as far as the different networks, but not many people do what or have done what you've done. I bet you that maybe nobody has gone to all of these stations and had success at all of them, right, at this level, this high of a level. So, you know, bouncing around, because obviously if you're on one network, there's a perception that, well, if you're on MSNBC, obviously you're a card-carrying liberal. If you're on Fox, you must be a conservative. How do you get rid of that stigma?
You know, I just stick to the facts, and the facts really don't change from network to network. You know, they should. And look, every time I go someplace, I hear from people, you're going to ruin your career. And I think, oh, big deal, nobody dies on TV. You know, so I'll go back to practicing law or teaching. I mean, like, and all the people are so concerned about my career. In the 4 years I've been off cable, I had two shows simultaneously. One, a syndicated political show distributed by Gray TV across the country. Another on Voice of America that was distributed internationally. And I did a documentary on the Rohingya. So I've been really busy the last 4 years, but I missed cable. Cable is live and fun, so I missed it. But look, you know, I'm not in the wars with everybody. And, you know, sometimes I get text tweets saying, You're a right wing fascist, and I get other ones that says I'm a communist and a socialist.
Right.
I mean, for the same thing, I'm called
right,
both.
Right,
it's like
right.
I can't be both. You know, you know, you just look. You know, you keep your eye on the ball. I know I'm a good American. I like facts. I like fairness, and I'm never going to be perfect, but
right.
I'm going to forever try to do my best.
I feel like if you get that comment from both sides on the same issue, and you know you've said the same thing on that issue, then you're doing something right. If you're called, the right calls you this and the left calls you that, you're probably right around the bullseye of the topic that you're talking about,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, when it gets insulting,
yeah.
That's when it becomes, you know, I don't mind the insult.
Right,
because that reflects on the person delivering them, not the person who receives them. You know, and people right now are really agitated about politics,
yeah.
Really agitated. And if you say anything, I posted a picture of Liz Cheney hugging the witness the other day.
Mm.
After the hearing, and as a lawyer, I looked at things through a legal lens. I didn't think that was particularly wise. She could have done it in her office because everybody's always watching, and the jury is the American people. Now, obviously, the Republicans and Democrats on the both sides of far sides of the spectrum have made up their minds, but there are independents who are watching this, and it's not the message as a questioner that I would want to convey that I'm so cozy with the witness, even though it's a nice thing to do. But it's something that people are watching. So I posted that just because that's how I look at the legal lens, is that from a strategy point of view, you want people to think that you're seeking the facts, not that you're cozy with the witness. And you would have thought that I was at the Capitol that day tearing down the building. You know, it was just, people have reacted so violently to my tweet. You know, it's just unbelievable.
We're talking with Greta Van Susteren. We appreciate her giving us some time. I want to focus on the January 6th hearings just for a second. I've been an advocate to watch it, right? I think you've got to pay attention. It's part of your civic duty as an American. But I will say this. It will lose all credibility, all of it, if all sides are not presented. If you do not get everybody's point of view, I know it's a stacked deck, but if they don't at least put some people, opposition people up there, then it's a giant waste of everybody's time.
Well, look, you know, it's not a courtroom. It's a political venue. And so naturally, so you know, it's very different. Yes, I mean, what I think should happen is that I think that now we've got these two Secret Service who come forward and say that this woman did that, what she said about grabbing the steering wheel or grabbing the throat or something didn't happen.
Right.
And so and the committee obviously knew she was going to say that, but they didn't contact the Secret Service. Well, that in the courtroom doesn't seem particularly fair. Now they're in a position where they want to testify. So now the committee sort of is boxed in. They can call them and have their chief witness all of a sudden disputed, or they can fail to call, and then they're going to get clobbered in midterms with ads saying, you know, why didn't the committee do this? You
right.
know, that it's just the fix is in. I mean, so they're sort of boxed in. But the thing that I don't understand, this is, as from a lawyer, I talked about this with Alan Dershowitz last night, is that the things that she said were electrifying. They're absolutely electrifying. Anybody watching that would have been electrifying. My question is, you know, did they happen? And the question I have is that she was deposed 4 times. Did she say any of those things in the 4 times she was deposed? And if, and you know, that would tend to show that she didn't just all of a sudden show up the other day and make it up. Then I have the second question is, if she said those in deposition, why didn't they show them before? Because that was actually a very potent testimony. And did they all of a sudden have a surprise hearing on Tuesday? You know, like, so I, you know, and these are questions, maybe there's a legitimate answer for all of them, but those are questions that remain in my mind. So if we're talking about fairness, probably the thing we should do, but it may backfire on everybody, is to put all the depositions online.
Right.
So we can see everything and not just what's been cherry picked by a particular side. And that would be, of course, you know, then you've got the things that the people who are nasty will grab different pieces of the videotape and do rotten things for the, you know, people who testify. So the whole thing is, in short, a mess. And 90% of the country has made up his or her mind without even seeing any of the testimony. And the other 10% are the independents, and that's really who, you know, both political sides are trying to reach, because those are the ones that are going to throw the election in either direction.
We are talking with Greta Van Susteren. We've got to take a very quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more from her. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Finding great candidates to hire.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
Greta Van Susteren is our special guest today. The Record with Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax, 6 o'clock on Eastern Time. Newsmax, you can get that just about anywhere now on just about any cable provider. All you got to do, if you don't have it, is probably make a phone call or two, and you will have it. You talked earlier about the polarization of politics in this country. I've been behind the mic here for a long time. I'm sure, obviously, you've been doing what you've been doing for a long time. I don't know if I've ever seen it this bad. I mean, people are no longer friends over this. People are, family members are not splitting. Oh, yeah, they are splitting up. They're not going to Thanksgiving dinner because Joe is going to be there or Sally's going to be there, and they don't want to deal with the left-right confrontation that's happening. Have you ever seen it this bad?
No, I'm old, but not old as the Civil War. But no, I never did that. But it's like you have to dance around topics. And the worst thing is that if you say something inartfully, and it's even what you meant, people seize on it to the point where people are almost afraid to talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that's bad. It's like, it used to be okay to have a different opinion. Now it's not.
Right.
And that's what, and that is, so fundamental to, to a democracy. I mean, look, it's embodied in the First Amendment about free speech, free association, and freedom of the press. And now we've got these rules that have scared the living daylights out of people because if you step over, people are not going to forgive you. You're not even allowed to change your mind. Like if you say something inartfully and then you say, no, what I really meant, you're not even allowed to explain or put it in context or even change your mind with more facts.
I got people that I considered my bestest of bestest friends, 20, 30 plus years of friends, and they have
divorce themselves of me out of just politics. And I'm not even a lunatic, crazy right-wing nut. I mean, I feel I'm pretty centrist on a lot of issues. Yet because they have a certain feeling about a certain thing, it becomes contentious. And I don't know. I it's very sad in some cases.
Or even worse is before you even say anything, people have assumed. I mean, like, people assume that when I, you know, that I was at Fox, I was some right-wing lunatic.
Right.
When I was at MSNBC, I was some left-wing lunatic. It was the same show. In fact, many of the same staff
right.
moved over with me.
Sure.
You know, but it's like, you know, and I never get, you don't even get a chance.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think we can do to actually pull us out of this malaise?
I think it's time to move on to the next generation.
Yeah.
I think it's time, I mean, for President Biden, President Trump, I'd love to see them sort of bury the hatchet. I mean, this is dreaming, of course.
Yeah.
And sit down, talk to them, and, you know, welcome the next generation to, like, you know, to compete against each other, Republicans and Democrats, because, and those two gentlemen would have, you know, have a lot of sway in this country. They could do much to turn the temperature down. It's not going to happen. But I think it really is time that we sort of, you know, start over a little bit. Because I don't see a healing. I just see people more entrenched in their positions.
We haven't really touched on this too much. Since you have that great legal background, your thoughts on the decision on Friday, Roe versus Wade. Where do you think this is headed, and where do you think we are as a nation right now?
Well, that's another one. People just take sides and driven and have a lot of passion, but. There was a tweet by Senator Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts, and she said she was outraged by the decision and said that this should be a decision for the people. And I thought, well, actually, it is. I mean, it's either nine justices deciding it, or it goes back to state legislators, and which are elected by the people, and they get to decide. So in many ways, is that what she wants is it's been achieved by the decision, because each state will now have an opportunity to, you know, do whatever it wants with abortion. It's obviously an issue that people feel deeply committed to, you know, on both sides, you know, both sides of the debate. So, it was a decision I think many legal scholars saw coming for decades, that the Supreme Court had considered it in 1994 in case, I think it was 94 or 92. And the court recognizing that it would be like throwing a Molotov cocktail into our culture, took a very sort of narrow view and didn't decide Roe versus Wade in 1973. This court did. If this court could have decided Dobbs versus Mississippi in a very narrow way and not just reversed Roe versus Wade. So here we are, and now the state legislatures will sort of decide, and people can get out in politics and elect the people they want, and you know, they can get the whatever they want on abortion state by state.
Greta Van Susteren, that is her name. She's got a brand new show on Newsmax. Check it out. We got to go. Music is playing. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect in the Illinois July 4th parade shooting is being charged. Robert Cremo III is being charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Robert Cremo III is being charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder.
These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges. We anticipate dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims.
That was Lake County State Attorney Eric Reinhart. Cremo is accused of shooting and killing seven while wounding dozens more with a high-powered rifle from a rooftop during the parade in Highland Park on Monday. The Biden administration is suing Arizona over an election law that requires proof of citizenship. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. One of my favorite guests to bring on, Heritage Foundation, 30 years of military excellence. And, you know, Stephen Bucci joins me every Monday morning on my own show here in Connecticut. And, Stephen, I want to ask you about the some of the big decisions, Supreme Court-wise. Start with the gun issue.
Having grown up in New York, for a long time has used their rules to make it so onerous for anybody to get to even buy a firearm, let alone to carry one concealed. It is deliberately designed to make it as hard as possible to allow the authorities, whether they be the local law enforcement or the local judge, to say no as often. And I mean, that was decided, the case here in Washington, where they blew it out of the water for Washington, D.C. This is just a reaffirmation of that it's a right. You can put some restrictions on it, apparently, but you can't put restrictions on that make it impossible to get. And that's what they were doing. That's been struck down. That was by far the right call. I know people got upset because it was so close to what happened in Uvalde, but it has nothing to do with that. This one is about handguns. The other one was a young man who bought two rifles. There's other ways of dealing with what happened in Uvalde. But this was the right ruling by the Supreme Court, restoring the full validity of the Second Amendment. The other one, from a personal standpoint, the knocking down Roe v. Wade it's a bigger deal, because there's lives at stake every day. Hundreds of thousands of lives of unborn children. Nobody is making a good argument against it, other than, well, but Roe v. Wade's been a law for 50 years. Well, Plessy v. Ferguson was the law for more than 50 years. And we struck that down with Brown versus Board of Education. The Supreme Courts have made mistakes of law before. And Roe v. Wade was a poor legal decision. If you read the Dobbs ruling, it's not saying, we can't have any abortion in America, though it implies it's kind of not the greatest thing in the world. But it's the Constitution doesn't protect that right. And the way that the Roe v. Wade decision was made was just bad law. So I know that upsets a lot of people. And now they can go to their polls in the state elections, and they can put pressure on their state legislatures, and they can make, they could try and change it in their state, but it's back to where it belongs. So the Dobbs decision was right on for legal and constitutional reasons, not social ones. And I'm sorry that upsets liberals who think once they win a point somewhere in the system that nobody else can ever challenge it or touch it. But in this case, the challenge was legitimate. The justices made the right decision. And I think going forward, we'll see that.
How about the second part of this, which now they're beginning to make a whole bunch of fuss over, and the thought of gay marriage being struck down and or interracial marriage being affected by this?
I think that's a complete, red herring. I don't think that's going to happen. It's a different kind of transaction. You will hate to say that when we're talking about abortion. That's completely different than what's happened. Roe v. Wade was not struck down because the justices said, this social policy is just bad for the community, so we're going to turn it around. They said that their predecessors on the court made the wrong application of constitutional law and jurisprudence, and therefore it should go back to the states. That's where it should have been left in the first place. They didn't say abortion is illegal in America, and they're not doing this just to roll back social changes. They're doing it to return that particular decision to the right place in judicial methodology. And I'm sorry if that bothers people, but they, you know, I know Justice Thomas has said, well, maybe we should look at other things. None of the other justices have said that. And I love Justice Thomas, but I'm not sure he's right on that one. We'll have to wait and see. With the marriage thing, having it the same across the country makes some sense in the same way, you know, my Michigan driver's license is legitimate all over the country. I got married in Iowa. My Iowa marriage license applies all over the country. I think that the application to that to same gender marriage, and to be honest with you, personally, I don't agree with that, but I think legally they're on very sound footing. I disagree with it because of my particular faith orientation and the way I read the Bible. I'm more than happy to say it exactly that way. I know other people don't agree with that, but our justices do have to try and stretch across different faith traditions when they do these things, and they're really not supposed to get the faith involved in it. They're supposed to do it based on the Constitution. So they did that with Dobbs, and I don't think, you know, I think it's fear-mongering to say that now they're going to go after same-sex marriage and you know, different race marriage. I think that's all nonsense. That stuff's not going to happen.
During the campaign, Biden made the mistake of saying he'd be willing to pack the Supreme Court with more justices. That turned out to be, turned out that America didn't really respond very well to that. They thought that was shenanigans and certainly not playing, but no, sort of bending the rules, let's put it that way. But Elizabeth Warren doesn't give a damn about that, and she came out to say that maybe packing the court is the way to go. Any fear that they're going to add justices here to equal the playing field?
Yeah, it's always a fear. President Roosevelt tried to do it. It's a trick. It's changing the rules because you don't like the way the people have voted, and the way the political, system has worked. You got similar people saying we need to get rid of the Senate because it's too easy for people to block things in the Senate. Or we got to get rid of the Electoral College because we don't like the fact that little states actually, you know, can block what the big states and the big cities want. All of that, I mean, you've got to change our Constitution. I think Elizabeth Warren is whistling past the graveyard if she thinks they're going to get enough votes to do a constitutional amendment. I don't have any doubt that they're at least hoping that they can try and do it that way because they know their policies are crappy.
Right.
So they got to do it where they can force those policies down the rest of our throats. And that's just wrong. But Elizabeth Warren doesn't seem to worry about that too much. She wants her way, and she doesn't care what rules she breaks to get there, as we know, because that's how she got jobs and other things, by lying about her background.
A couple of my listeners are quick with their typing skills. And a couple of people actually said Elizabeth Warren should be in the graveyard, so never mind whistling past it. All right, moving from that to some military stuff. So experts, you know, this is interesting. So experts are saying that we shouldn't be necessarily worried about the brand new jewel of China's Navy, this aircraft carrier. Some of the other ships they have in their arsenal are either more lethal, more deadly. Their destroyers are becoming better than ours. Any thoughts on some of the generalities of China's I know we've talked about this before in the past, but I guess they just put their aircraft carrier in the water here recently, so maybe an update on that.
The fact that they have aircraft carriers now, and especially the newest one, is concerning. You know, we would rather have nobody else have an aircraft carrier than we be the only ones. You know, but that's because we don't like fair fights, and I'm good with that. But they've got it now, and I'll be honest with you, you know, we have to be concerned about it. That will allow them to project power more effectively than they had the ability to do in the past.
Right.
I don't think those aircraft carriers are in any way, shape, or form a match for ours. They're just not, and there's only three of them, I think, total they have now, and the other, the original ones are really not that great. So I'm not ready to, you know, start clutching my pearls and putting my hand to my forehead and swoon over the Chinese Navy, but they're getting more and more capable, and we need to account for that. People who are sitting there wanting to cut our military and say, oh, well, we spend more money than everybody else, we could just cut this back. No, we can't. There are adversaries out there who are getting more and more capable, like China, and we need to be prepared to address that. But, or, you know, should we sit there and think, oh, gosh, it's all over? No, it's not. We still have the advantage.
His name is Stephen Bucci, and he comes our way through the Heritage Foundation, and we thank them both. But we got to take a quick break. I'll talk to you down the road, Stephen. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Paid for by Government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
finding great candidates.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will actually be back on Thursday, so you get one more night of me. Been a good show so far. I'm going to wrap it up with something. I think I've actually talked about this in the past, but essentially I want you to imagine the unimaginable. Americans are now entering uncharted revolutionary territory. We may all witness things in the next few months that at one point in time we would have considered unimaginable. After a year of politicizing the U.S. military and its self-induced catastrophe in Afghanistan, America has lost the deterrence abroad. China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, all convening on how to best exploit the rare, rare window of global military opportunity. The traditional bedrocks of the American system, a stable economy, energy independence, vast surpluses of food, hallowed universities, a professional judiciary system, law enforcement, a credible criminal justice system, dissolving in front of our eyes. We're watching it happen. Gas, diesel prices, historic levels. Inflation is at a 40-year high. New cars, new homes, unaffordable. Yes, we've had a few wins here, Supreme Court-wise, but had a couple of losses. Southern border. There is no southern border. We can expect over 1 million foreign nationals to swarm this summer into the United States without audit. Now they don't have to stay in Mexico. They can come right on in. No COVID testing. No vaccination. None of it. None. None of what is required of the everyday American citizen. And none of them have to worry about suffering any consequences for breaking U.S. law. Police are underfunded and increasingly defunded. District attorneys deliberately release violent criminals without charges. Carjacking, smash and grab, violent thugs roaming the streets in some of these big cities causing chaos. And crime has now become mostly a political matter.
depending upon what race or politics or ideology you believe in, that will determine what laws are actually applied to you or not applied. Supermarket shelves are thinning. Go to a supermarket if you haven't been in a couple weeks. There are shortages of meats and baby formula and just things that you would have never considered not being on store shelves are gone. Politics resembles the violent last days of the Roman Empire. White House has tacitly approved mobs of protesters showing up at Supreme Court justices' homes. In fact, they are encouraging it, welcoming it. You go on a college campus, there's no more free speech. It's one way or no way. Merit is disappearing. It doesn't matter what you do. It only matters what you believe or who you are, what you identify as. The death of engineering, medical science, math, and American schools are causing us to slip into a perpetual state of mediocrity. Remember, all these catastrophes, by the way, are self-induced. They're choice, not fate. The United States has the largest combined gas, coal, and oil deposits in the world. And we possess the know-how to build safe pipelines and ensure the cleanest energy possible, yet we don't do it. Inflation was a deliberate Biden choice. He kept printing trillions of dollars for a short-term political advantage. And they all cheered him on. They all gave him the golf clap from the sidelines, even some Republicans, as a matter of fact. And instead of keeping interest rates at historic low levels and having the stock market boom, we're now shuffling and scuffling our way through an everyday existence. And it's not getting any better. The American people will reject the policies of 2021 and 2022, yet the radical surroundings of Joe Biden, the folks who are actually pushing him out there every couple of days to give a speech, they are the puppet masters behind the scenes. The left has absolutely no conscience, none. And the left-wing elites, they do their best to ignore what us commoners are yelling about. I mean, there are people who believe we're headed down the road of the last days of the Republic. It's scary. I hate to say that. I'm not saying it from a position necessarily of weakness. I'm just saying it from a state of fact. Financially, we're headed into oblivion. We cannot continue to print and spend and do it as recklessly as we've been doing. A catastrophe is waiting around. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Night number one is in the books. I'll be back here again tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's my email address. Or go online, LeeElsie.com, and check that out as well. Thanks to Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, for making it all go. Again, have a great night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.